This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. CDS Anil Chauhan and chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Later, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat also met Prime Minister at his residence in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and appreciated his unequivocal condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the conversation, they agreed on the importance of accountability. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India has resolved that the perpetrators, planners and backers of this attack are brought to justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Yugam Conclave, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said the government's endeavour is to empower the youth with skills that make them self-reliant and position India as a global innovation hub. He said the government is modernising the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century.
पिछले एक दशक में इस दिशा में तेजी से काम हुआ है, जरूरी संसाधनों को बढ़ाया गया है। 2013-14 में R&D पर ग्रॉस एक्सपेंडिचर केवल 60,000 करोड़ रुपए था। हमने इसे डबल से भी ज्यादा बढ़ाकर 1,25,000 करोड़ रुपए से भी ऊपर कर दिया है। देश में कई स्टेट ऑफ द आर्ट रिसर्च पार्क भी स्थापित किए गए। लगभग 6,000 उच्च शिक्षा संस्थानों में रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट
The Chardham Yatra will begin today in Uttarakhand with the opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri Dham in Uttarkashi district. After 6 months of winter residence in Mukba village, the palanquin of goddess Ganga was sent off for Gangotri Dham yesterday. The palanquin stopped for rest at Bhairav temple in Bhairav Ghati last night. Tirth Purohit Rajesh Simwal said that today the palanquin journey will proceed from Bhairav Ghati to Gangotri, where the temple gates will be opened at 10:30 a.m. with traditional prayers and Vedic chants. Akashwani will broadcast live the opening of Chardham Yatra 2025. The live broadcast of opening of portals of Gangotri Dham will be available today from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m, while live broadcast of opening of Yamunotri Dham's portals will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The live broadcast of the opening of Kedarnath Dham's portals will be available at 6 a.m. on 2nd of May, while the live broadcast of opening of Badrinath Dham's portals will be on 4th of May from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. The live broadcast will be available on Akashwani's Indraprastha, FM Gold and Aradhana channels, as well as on News on AIR app. A report related to the Yatra will also be broadcast every day from 7:30 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. from today till 4th of next month. Highlighting the continuous persecution of religious minorities and collapsing law and order situation in Bangladesh under Muhammad Yunus-led interim government, several top British MPs have once again called for an early, impartial and inclusive elections in the country. The call was made during a meeting of the Conservative Friends of Bangladesh held at Westminster, which was chaired by Lord Jonathan P. Marlin, chairman of the Commonwealth Enterprise and Investment Council. Overall, the participants expressed grave concern over the plight of minorities due to disturbed political situation and also dwelled on fragile economic conditions. They pledged help and support from Conservative Party leaders and members to hold a free, fair and inclusive election, revival of the economy and ensure adequate safeguards for minorities. India's top quoist Pankaj Advani began his campaign in a commanding manner, beating Tatya Sachdev 860 to 170 in the CCI Billiards Classic competition in Mumbai yesterday. Advani constructed 3-century-plus breaks to assert supremacy in the first group match. Rishabh Thakur defeated Hitesh Kotwani 495 to 313 and Rohan Jambusaria won 611 to 294 against Anurag Bagri in their respective matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.